Oh, Parshas Asaracha, day 4, next up from 104a in Zohar 3, and Zohar continues about the mitzvah of Sukkah and having guests. Amar Rabbi Abba, instead of Rabbi Abba, Avram, Kol Yomoy, Havakoyim B'Parshas Ochin, Abraham, all his days, he stood by the splitting of the roads, Zamna Ushpizin, to invite guests, to see the wayfarers that would come by, bring them in, Osak Nelom, sorry, and set up from the tables. Hashtag the Mizamnin Lon, late. Now let me invite him. Lakulu Tzadikaya and all the righteous of David Malcolm and King David. Lo Yavin Lon Chokeyon. Doesn't give them their portion if the person doesn't invite guests. Avram Koy Mipsara. Avram stands on the table of Kori and he proclaims, Thru No Amial Yon Nishoim Rishoim Rila. Turn, please, away upon the tent of these wicked people. Kul Salkan Basar, and they all depart after him. Yitzchak Amar, Yitzchak says, the betim yishoyim tchase, and the belly of the wicked is lacking. Yaakov Amar, Yaakov says, Pitcha chalta tikiena. You ate your bread, throw it out. V'shar kol tzadikai, Amar, and all the other righteous say, ki kol shukhano smol, ki tzob li makam. All of their tables are filled with dirt and extraneous material without Hashem, the place of the world. So David Malka Omar, King David says, Vashalem Dinoi, and I will pay off his judgments. Exceive, it's written, Vahikaseras Hayomim, and it was after 10 days, Vahigov, Hashem is Novel, Vayomos, and Hashem smote Novel, and he died. And this is speaking about the story in Tanakh when David Melech had saved Novel from people wanted to kill him, and Novel didn't want to give him anything to eat. And he went, David HaMelech was going to take care of him himself. And his wife Avigail came out and convinced him out of it. And then Hashem himself gave Novel a chance to do tshuva. So it says that the 10 days actually was the service of tshuva, 10 days of repentance, and he didn't do it, didn't repent, so he died. Mike Amaya was talking about, begin David Shaul Novel, because David asked Novel, he saw the Yishpiza, and he was made for him a guest. He wanted him to help the service men. Lo boy, he didn't want. And this one invites him. If a person invites David HaMelech, he doesn't give him his portion, so he's upset. So it's each one of these tzaddikim, each one comes from a certain spiritual root. David HaMelech from Malchus, and Avram from Chesed, and based on that sphera, they say a verse that is apropos to one who does not give and is lacking and doesn't allow that surrounding light to rest with him because of this. Bin Asar Yomim, there's 10 days that Novel had to repent. The David Malka Don Alma, the David Melch judged the world, referring to the 10 days of repentance when Malchus judges the world. The Rizal explains each one in Seres and Mechuva, one of the spheres of Malchus is being separated from his Zeranpin and being built into parts by itself. To that is being fixed up the whole parts of that we given of Malchus revelation of the Shekhinah for the whole year. And based on that was in providence and everyone's destiny decreed. So Istin Alei Ha'oba Nosht Ashim Le Bish Yasemi Novel. So we judged upon him, that person that did for him bad more than Novel, when he invited David HaMelech and he didn't give him his portion by having guests over. Abba Lazar, said Abba Lazar, Araisa Lo Trechalei Dabar Nosht Yaseh El Kamadi Yachol. The Torah does not trouble a person more than he's able. See, it's written, Ish Kabat Nyasado, a person according to the gift of his hand. Lo Leima Inish Echol Ve'esba Revi Yukad Mesa. The person should not say, I'll eat and drink. He satiated first, umad yishtar, and what's left, etain laskan, give to the poor. El reisha, the kula, but the first thing of all, the shpizin, who is for the guests. Yichadu the shpizin, and if he rejoices, makes the guests happy, ravi alone, and satiates them. Kuchabichu chadi, may the one blessed be he, rejoices with him. Avraham Korile of Avraham, the three of Chesed, claims upon him, Oz yisanigel Hashem, then should light upon Hashem, because from Chesed comes this supernal light. Yitzchak Korile, Yitzchak's three of Gvura claims upon him, Kol Kli Yitzar Leich Lo Yitzlach, any vessel that's formed upon you should not be successful, it means any weapon. Yitzchak Yitzar Leich Gvura, when that is turned into Chesed, the person gives, so it means if they're attacked, it won't be successful. Amr Bshimin, says Rabbi Shimon, Hi David Malka Amalei, this David Malka, David Melch said to him, began because the Chol Zayin in the Malka, all the weapons of the king were covered in the Malka. The artillery of the king, Biyodoi David is probably given to the hand of David the Malka. So Rav Shimon disagrees and says that this verse, every vessel that is formed upon you should not be successful is said by David HaMelech, because even though the root of weapons is from Yitzchak, from Gevura, but the expression is to Malchus. Malchus is the one who actually, the weaponry, the royal weaponry above, and actually actualizes it to make it ready to be put into action. Well, Yitzchak says, Gibor v'oretz yeh, Zaro, you shall be. Sphere Gura says, you will be a warrior in the land. His seed be blessed. Hon v'oretz beveso, wealth and riches in his house. Yaakov v'omar, Yaakov, the Sphere of Tiferet says, Ozi baka kashachar recha, then your light shall smash forth like the morning. Shar tzadikai amri, those tzadikim say, Nechacha Hashem tamid, Hashem shall guide you all the time. Vispia b'sach sachos nafshecha, and satisfy polished, brilliant, dazzling lights, your soul. David Malka, Omar, David Melech says, Kolokli Yitzai Eleich, Vaislach, any vessel that is formed upon you should not be successful. Du al kol zinei alma is pocket, because he, referring to the Malchus, is appointed over all weapons of the world. Zakol chol kei debai nosh, tezachi yukol hai, redworthy is the portion of a person that merits to all this. Zakol chol kei in the tzadikayim v'almadin, v'almad asi. Redworthy is the portion of the righteous in this world and the world to come. V'alai uksiv batem, it's written, v'amech kulam tzadikim, and your people are all righteous. They shall never inherit the land, which is Malchus. See that the surrounding lights of Malchus cause the Shekhinah to be revealed in the world.